Martindale aren't having a good time at the moment, but still time to be positive, isn't it?
Oh yeah, it's early in the season. You know, we've lost two games, haven't we? Two games of football, that's all we've lost. And you know, I think I always say judge our football club at the end of the season where we are. You know, we've been in the situation many times over the last 5 years, and all of a sudden people get a little bit sort of anxious and a bit restless. But as I said, the message for me is to be patient. You know, we've had some fantastic results and we've had some poor results, and that's football. But it's how you respond, and we know we've got to get back to them real, real strong performances come this weekend.
I know it's a cliche, but nothing's ever been won or lost in September, has it?
No, and nothing ever will be, but what it is, you need consistency, and we've got to make sure that we get that now. We've had a great start to the season, and we've lost some key players we have, which is very unfortunate, and they're all from the same, you know, defensive area of the pitch, so that's very hard to bear. It's not as if you've lost a forward and a midfield player, you know, you've lost three defenders at once, but it is what it is. There's never room for excuses. We've got to make sure the players are coming, take the opportunity, step up to the opportunity, and make sure this Saturday that we come out with 3 points.
Yeah. Is there any chance of any of the injured players being back for this Saturday?
Possibly 1 year. You know, we hope that Galbraith should come through training tonight, or if not tonight, have a fitness test Saturday, so fingers crossed with that. That he's available, but you know, the other two certainly won't be in contention.
There's two home games coming up now against Leamington and FC United, and obviously Quakers are hoping for 6 points from those two games and get the season going again.
We just need a win, don't we? That's the most important thing. You know, we need to get back to winning ways. We've lost two, we've drawn two, lost two, and you know, in being realistic, you know, we've dropped too many points. Our last performance certainly wasn't good enough. We know that. The three before that against North Ferriby, Spennymoor, were good enough to get points, and Southport as well. We did more enough to get more than just the 1 point in certain games.
Are some players suffering from a slight dip in confidence at the moment, do you think?
You'd hope not, because there's not an awful lot wrong. You know, because apart from three players, it's the same personnel that's been on the pitch that beat Salford at the start of the season. So we've got to get back to that sort of understanding of the Salford. I keep saying that game because that was our strongest performance so far this season. That's the standards we've set, and we've got to get back to that.
It's a very tight division though, isn't it? I mean, last Saturday there were seven draws in the league, and some clubs are moving up and down. Chorley have suddenly zoomed up the league, and one or two other clubs have as well. Yeah. It's very, very close, isn't it?
It is. There you go. Southport got beat 6-0 on Tuesday night. You know, who's seen that one coming? So you know, there's a freak result every weekend. You just don't make, you want to make sure it's not becomes you. You know, that I think our Tuesday night was our worst performance we've had for a long, long time. But we've got to now sort of put that to bed and get on with it.